And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who gave a marriage feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the marriage feast, but they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, behold, I have made ready my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the marriage feast.' But they made light of it and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized the servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. And then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the thoroughfares and invite to the marriage feast as many as you can find.' And those servants went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good, to the wedding hall, and it was filled with guests. When the king came in and took a look at the guests, he saw there was a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. The king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him out to the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" Wedding feasts aren't normally that attractive anyway. Wedding planners, rehearsals, photographers, caterers, confectioners, and a whole heap of other professionals take over and turn something that could be beautiful into something that many of us would rather just avoid. The real joy of attending any of these weddings is our relationship with the newly married couple and what we think of them. Outside of that, they can be terrible affairs to attend. We all say it, but we're not supposed to admit it. So when the messengers are sent out to call the guests, it's not surprising that many of them shrugged. After all, it's just another wedding. And once you've seen one of them, you've seen them all. Familiarity is the greatest fuel for apathy. And apathy, the fuel of sadness. Sadness, the great enemy of hope. Familiarity with the gospel, the scriptures, and even the sacraments can easily cause apathy in many Catholics. And keeping the word alive is the duty of the messengers. And today, I would like to focus on them. The messengers in this story go out with a command from the king to come to a feast. A command. The people turned away. Their probable refusals couldn't be repeated in any polite company. It's one way of getting the message through, though. To kneel down, say your prayers, be thankful to God for what you have. But it didn't work. So the messengers went and tried to persuade strangers to come along. The strangers didn't trust them. They listened to the arguments, but they didn't bother coming. Again, it's always been another of our favourite ways of trying things. We go out to try to get people interested. We try to do it by promising a few tricks here and a few treats there. Maybe they'll come. And we've seen that they do come. But sometimes it doesn't grow anywhere beyond that. It just stays with the novelty and doesn't ever last. The king's banqueting hall is still empty and the food is getting colder. This is the point where the messenger is tested to prove his or her true worth. As they go out into the streets and mingle among the crowds, they find the kind of person that might have been not have been considered earlier, and they invited them along instead. And in that invitation, in inviting one, another got invited, and another, as the word spread wider and wider. And God saw that that was good. Sometimes when we hear this gospel, I think we need to be a little bit cautious. After all, we're sitting in church or we still read the scriptures. We're doing our best to answer the call to the banquet. So we don't seem to be in the category of those who are weeping and gnashing. We turned up. We are not in the gnashing and grinding section. No. We're the preachers, the messengers, the ones that were sent to invite. The ones who must make the invitation to the word much more attractive, appealing and relevant to the people of our day. We are the ones who must speak in words and in actions to an apathetic world that is heading towards the edge of great sorrows.